Running is a lot harder than you think. If you've never done that before, you know, one of the things that I have taken up in this pandemic, I saw a meme early on in this pandemic that said that you'll come out of this quarantine. Of course, back then it was just a short quarantine, but you'll come out of this one of two ways. You'll come out of this a blob of what you once were, or you will come out of it as a someone much fitter than you used to be. Well, I decided I didn't want to be the former, and you know, a lot of other people I've talked to said that they went the other way. So no offense to anybody, but I wanted to do my best to be to do better than that. And one of the things about that is I decided to do some running, and I think that was and it was an interesting thing to do. And it's it and you think it'd be easy, right? You just go out there if you don't know anything about it, you know, which I didn't. You just go out there and you start slow because I realized earlier on at some point that I would get winded pretty quickly. So, you know, you start slow and you work up to it and you're fine. And once you work out all those all the cardio aspect of it, then you're fine. Well, it turns out it's not quite so easy. And it reminds me of a passage. It's actually several passages in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 2 Timothy, and also in Hebrews. And so, interestingly enough, we're going to take a little break from Hebrews today, only to return to Hebrews a little bit. And we'll start off in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, we're a little bit ahead. We just finished, well, about halfway through chapter 10. So we got about a chapter and a half before getting to this point. But most of us are familiar, at least, with chapter 11. Chapter 11 is the Hall of Fame of Faith. And in that passage, in that chapter, it talks about all sorts of people from the Old Testament and how their faith motivated them to act in some way or another. And then we see in chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, those witnesses he just talked about in chapter 11, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he's and as he and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, we see a lot of passages that talk about the Christian life being compared to an athlete, to a race in some way. We see that particularly in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, where we run for an imperishable crown, not a perishable crown. We subject our body to make sure that it needs to be where it in the proper in the proper in that proper shape in order to make it for that particular race. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, Paul talks about the fact that an athlete is going to is going to run that race. He's going to work. And then in chapter 4 and verse 7, you know, one of the last things that he writes, he says, I have finished the race. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So the Christian life is illustrated consistently throughout scriptures as a race. And not that I'm doing any kind of racing, mind you, but there are some things that I've picked up on from experience. You know, I've never really been any kind of an athlete before this. I don't really consider myself one now, but but before this, I mean, I might have done some marching band in high school, which is a little bit more work than you would expect, but it is not, you know, to the extent that football might be. And even when I tried to do tried to work out and do things like that throughout, you know, since then, you know, I'd get discouraged or I'd forget about it or I'd quit pretty early on. I didn't have a method in order to keep at it. So it's something that's easy to quit. It's easy to stop. And now, now I have some limited experience at least when it comes to that sort of thing. And so I'd like to share some of that from and then compare that to some of the things that we see in the scriptures. So I want to compare that with our Christian walk. So there are four things I'd like to look at: past failures, start slowly, which includes several things that we can look at, the idea of cross-training, which is very interesting, and don't give up. Don't give up. And I'd like to point your attention to this passage again in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. You know, therefore, let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. You know, when people are training to run for a race, they might have weights around their ankles, or they might have heavier shoes when they're doing their normal running. And then when they're in a race, they take those weights off, they have lighter shoes, and they go a lot faster, or at least a little bit faster, than they did before. And, you know, before, as I was going through this, I was walking, and then I was running with my really heavy tennis shoes, and then I got some running shoes here recently, and now I'm going faster. It's a lot easier to run. So that kind of thing, we got to lay aside every weight. So in terms of our past failures and the concept that we're looking at here with laying aside every weight, when we ignore the things that are holding us back, when we try to look at things that are ahead of us and try to focus on the things that are important for us, we are able to better handle that. So, you know, there are lots of things that prevented me from doing so before. You know, at one point we had the dog, and we thought we'd take the dog out and run with the dog and see how that would work. Well, that dog wants to stop every 5 seconds. And so that kept us from doing that. Another thing is we'd go on a trip and we'd forget about it, and then we'd fall out of practice, and then it would completely go away. Another thing is we would start too much too quickly, and every time I would start anything too quickly, I realized I couldn't do it and just quit. You know, another thing that happens sometimes was I had no means of rewarding myself later. No means of rewarding myself later. And so, you know, sometimes that works with our Christian life too. All these things that work against us. You know, if you're involved in any kind of regular, and you know, this pandemic has been a real, real bummer for a lot of people in the sense that people who would be going to worship all the time, or who would at least be going occasionally, were not able to quite so much during this because of the fact that we might spread the disease to other people. And so we're doing what we can to try to limit that spread. But sadly, it's also could be very harmful to people's spiritual relationship, their spiritual state. So we've got to really stay on top of it. And for us, we got to make sure that we stay on top of it as well. And so not letting our past failures become our current failures. So let's make sure that all the things that we've done in the past, those weights that are on us, that we're carrying with us, we let them go. Man, when you're studying the Bible, and here's another thing about this, when you're studying the Bible, it is difficult to sometimes jump into it right away. A lot of times people will ask, where do I start? You know, the Bible is a big book. It's 66 books. Do I start at the very beginning in Genesis, or do I start somewhere else? Do I start with the New Testament, with Matthew? What's a good starting place? Well, that's not always an easy thing to say, because you need a background in some of these things, but you don't want to get bogged down. You don't want to get weighted down in books like the latter half of Exodus or Leviticus or parts of Numbers or some books that are really difficult to slog through, especially if you're a new or baby Christian. So that kind of thing could be really discouraging for people. And even if you're, and that could be discouraging not just for Christians, but for people who are trying their best to try to figure out this Bible. They might have read through it, but how much have they understood of it because of how difficult it can be? So there's a lot of, the Bible is designed, the Bible is meant to be a book to be understood, but the thing is, it's also meant to be taught. And so it's difficult for a layman just to look in and read it. I say a layman, and by that I mean someone who has never read the Bible before, someone who has never, who wasn't raised in a Christian environment. They read the scriptures, and it can be very confusing sometimes. In fact, I had somebody ask me, actually today, online on Facebook, he asked me a question about hermeneutics, a question about how to interpret the Bible, because somebody asked him, someone asked him when he said that you needed to repent of your sins, he pointed to Jonah chapter 3 and said that God repented. Well, how can God repent? Did God repent of his sins? Well, the problem with that is you've got to, of course, understanding the repentance that is talked about there is really translated in other translations as relent. That's what it literally means, to change one's mind. You know, there's that aspect of reading it and being confused by it and falling away. And that can be very difficult and very discouraging. So the thing is, don't let our past failures dictate what our future is. And my advice to anyone who is just getting into this, start slowly. And as I said before, when looking at the running that I'm doing now, I did so slowly. I started off just walking. I can walk. You know, there's nothing wrong with walking. Walking doesn't take a whole lot of effort, for the most part. Not a whole lot of knowledge and background information in order to figure out how to do that. So I did some walking around town, and I started doing that because I was at home and it gave me a chance to actually leave the house for a little bit. All the businesses were closed downtown. So I'll just walk around town and everything. And so after a while I thought, well, I can do this for a little bit. Why don't I start increasing that? Why don't I start running a little bit and increasing that and moving and getting faster and increasing my time, things of that nature. And, I did that at my own pace. Haha, no pun intended. But I did that at my own pace. So my advice to anyone who's starting out this kind of thing, and really anybody, maybe you're restarting this sort of thing, start slowly. Start slowly. Find out what works for you. When I was looking through this sort of thing, I found out what worked for me. I was able to walk a little bit, and then I was running. Whenever we're studying the scriptures, we have to find out a study method that works for us, and trying to understand exactly what's being taught there. And it's not always easy. Sometimes it is easy, but sometimes it's not. The aforementioned story about the person who was asked about God repenting in Jonah chapter 3. That's not easy if you're not familiar with that particular concept in the Old Testament, or in the King James Version at the very least. So start slowly, learn different things, and study up. One of the things that I realized after I was running a little bit, and I realized that there was a little bit more to it. I was starting to get some pain in my knee. In my left knee, some pain. And I was like, wow, I've got this pain in my knee. What can I do to prevent it? I don't particularly want to go to the doctor. Is there anything else that I can do in order, especially if it's something small, if there's anything I can do to stop that? So I looked up some videos on YouTube and did some search engine, looked on a search engine to see how I could prevent that. And I don't have any pain in my leg anymore or in my knee from running. So I managed to fix that problem. Amazing, right? Through some stretches and through some proper kind of running posture, which apparently I was just like slogging, and that was not the best thing. So you got to find out what works for you and study up. At some point, I realized that doing that kind of thing was enjoyable. So when you go through that and you find out what works for you and how you can apply it to you, then it becomes enjoyable. It becomes enjoyable. You know, before I was looking at other exercise plans and things of that nature, exercise plans that worked for other people, but I didn't particularly care for it. I didn't think it quite worked for me. So I had to find out what did work for me. And so that's the same thing that we find with the scriptures. Find out something that works for you and stick to it. Make sure that it is some, and at some point you will find, if it works for you, you will find out that it is enjoyable. When, you know, and that's the great thing about scriptures, is that as we study scriptures and learn more about the beauty of God's word and the beauty of what he's done for us, we see on here in this passage in, flip pages, in Hebrews chapter 12, you know, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. We've got to build that endurance. And in order to do that, we have to find out what works for us. We've got to study up and make sure we find it enjoyable for ourselves. And when we find out that he is the author and finisher of our faith, and when we understand what that means for him to be our author and finisher of our faith, so that he is the one who has written our faith. He is the one who is the founder of Christianity, if you were. He is the one that we put our faith and trust in. And what he's done for us, man, that's enjoyable. That is amazing. That is a wonderful thing to consider. When we were going through our lessons on Leviticus, we were talking about how much of a slog Leviticus is to get through, and it certainly is. But if we can study it, we can have a greater appreciation for what the Lord has delivered to us through Leviticus, through the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, because of those that we talked about last couple of weeks, the types and the anti-types that we find in the scriptures. And such a wonderful thing, such an amazing thing. We find it enjoyable. At the same time, I ended up, another thing that helped keep me at this was finding some kind of reward after my walk, after my run. I would find something that I enjoyed to do afterwards. And what I did, because I was accompanying this with intermittent fasting, I did this too late so that it was outside of my window. I couldn't eat anything, but I could drink something, and I made some herbal tea. That's just fantastic, and you know, caffeine free because it was after too late in the day. And it's just it's so tasty and so delicious, and that becomes my reward after I have had a run. And so, you know, make sure you have some kind of reward. It will encourage you to do it more, to keep at it, if you will. And if you have some kind of reward for yourself for studying the scriptures, man, first off, that reward of enjoying it just for the sake of enjoying it is great, but sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we need to have something else to help us do that. And again, find out what works for you, whatever that is. Make sure, of course, that it's, wholesome. but that'll help you keep at it. And then do more. Start slowly, but keep at it. Do more. Increase. Get faster. Well, if you're running, get faster or run longer. And when it comes to studying the word, study more in depth. use other resources. And that's where it we come into the next point about cross training. I told you about my knee, right? I did some study to try to figure out what was wrong with my knee and how I could fix it. And amazingly, it stopped hurting. I don't have any knee pain anymore, at least not as a result of running. Well, then I started getting some in my ankle. Same leg, my left leg, my ankle. And like a fool, I decided to ignore it. And it got so bad at some point that it was difficult to walk on it, difficult to run on it, difficult to do anything with it. And I had no idea what was wrong with it. I tried to do the same thing I did with the knee, try to figure out what was wrong. I couldn't quite nail it down. There were so many things that it could have possibly been, trying to figure it out. Eventually, I finally figured it out what it was, and I had to take a break. I had to take a break even before that. This was around Thanksgiving. Had to take a break and took a break for a couple of months. And so trying to figure out what exactly is going on, allow myself, my body to repair, to fix this. And everything that I read, whenever they talked about having some kind of injury or an injury like this, they tell you to stop for a little bit, but cross train. And I'm like, whoa, what's this? What's cross training? How do you figure that out? Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, he doesn't know what cross training is. I told you, I'm not an athlete by any stretch of the imagination. This is all very new to me. But I learned that that's exercising different parts of your body, exercising different things, and to increase your ability to understand, or not to understand, but to run. And that includes and studying up on different things. And at some point at Christmas, people figured out that I liked doing this. So I ended up getting a book that had some tips in it, a gift card to get new shoes. So I mentioned that earlier, and some other things. And so that helped keep me going. You know, I took that break for a little while to try to repair myself, if you will, to heal up. I got the gift card for some shoes. I went to the place where they would sell shoes. They would have some kind of fitting. Man, I had no idea this all existed. I thought this was phenomenal. There's a whole world out there. You don't realize just how big that world is until you start digging into it. So I was able to ask an expert. And that's another thing. That's where this is all going to. Ask an expert. See where you might be going wrong. If you're having some trouble, some questions, ask someone who knows more, perhaps. Ask an expert. And so that's one of the things that the Ethiopian eunuch did, right? In Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we find that Philip is talking to this man, this Ethiopian eunuch, and he says, "Do you know what you're reading?" And he says, "How can I unless someone explain it to me?" And so Philip explains it to him. He teaches him what is being taught. Jesus does the same thing in Luke 24 to the two men on the road to Emmaus. He teaches them from the scriptures all the things concerning himself. And so the Christianity is a taught religion. In order to understand it best, it needs to be taught. So we might have an injury, we might have a stumbling block, a roadblock, but we need to cross train, bone up in other areas, study up. You know, one of the things that really helps us to study scriptures is to study history. Study the languages in which the Bible was written, Hebrew and Greek, studying cultures of that time, studying all sorts of other things that might not directly relate to the scriptures, but do relate to some extent or another. And that can help us cross-train, if you will, that can help us to understand what's being said. So, study up. Ask an expert and make sure you have the right gear. Make sure you have the right gear. And that's what I missed at first. I tried to do it all on my own with my tennis shoes, That for those of you who don't know, my tennis shoes are huge and they are steel-toed, and that was fun trying to run in those. So the thing that we have to be able to do is get the right gear. And some of the gear that we have to study the scriptures, of course, we ask an expert. We have websites to help us with that. We have the concordances. We have lexicons. We have all sorts of different things, dictionaries, commentaries, all sorts of different things in order to help us. And we talked about this a few months ago, to help us understand the scriptures better. So we need to have the right gear, which means we need to invest. We need to invest. One of the things that helped me to continue with running is the amount of money that has to be invested if you want to keep doing it and not hurt yourself. One of the things that you need to do is a good pair of shoes. And a good pair of shoes, running shoes, they're not cheap. And so thankfully I had a couple gift cards that helped cut the cost down a bit, but I had to invest something. I had to invest something, put some money down on it. I had to not only that, but I had to put a lot of time into it. I put a lot of time into it over this past year. And so this helps us to keep at it. And that's the same with our faith, right? The more we invest, especially the more time we invest in it, we don't want to think of that time or the money that we might put into it. We don't want to think of it as a waste. And so we are more likely to continue with it. I don't want to waste the amount of money I spent on those shoes, so I am going to continue running. Not to mention the fact that I enjoyed it at the time. Of course, because I took a break, I had to get back into it and start slowly. So again, start slowly. So it kind of goes back to that idea. So that gets us to our last point. All these things help us so that we don't give up. Let's come back to this passage in Hebrews chapter 12. We looked at verse 1, the sin which so easily ensnares us. We need to get rid of that. Get rid of the things that weigh us down, that keep us from continuing on with this race. Let us run with endurance. We got to start slowly, but once we do, let us endure. Let us run with endurance. Let's keep going. Keep at it. And then cross train. So looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He endured the cross, despising the shame. And so he was willing to go with that. And he was injured at some point. And so, and I say injured, he was killed. That's what he went through. Now, we might go through persecutions. We might go through all sorts of ups and downs in our life, things that happen that might hinder our faith in some way or keep us from it. Again, as I mentioned, this pandemic is really putting a damper on a lot of people's faith because they aren't around fellow Christians as much, and they're having difficulty maintaining their Christianity. So there is that injury, there's that problem, and so we need to account for that. Study up. Ask an expert. Get the right gear. Cross train and invest in it so that we will continue with that faith. Just as he was injured, just as Christ was injured, and he kept at it. And so his outcome, the outcome of Christ, we see he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For us, we must not give up. We must not give up. Through all the things that happen in this life. You know, we talked about different things that help us to endure, help us to do that, to find rewards in this, to start slowly so we don't overload ourselves, to find rewards, to ask an expert, to have the right gear, and to invest time and effort into it. And don't give up. Keep at it. Because what is the outcome? Well, the outcome, if you continue running, is that you continue enjoying it. you will be more fit in the long run. You will, and because of the cross training, you'll have stronger muscles in certain areas that you didn't think you would need. That you do with that may help with running, so that you don't injure yourself. But for the Christian, man, the Christian is so much better, isn't it? Jesus gets to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, we're not going to sit at the right hand of the throne of God, not quite like that. But in Ephesians chapter 2, we find in verse 6 that God has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know, we might not sit necessarily at the right hand of the Father, at least not the same way that Jesus does, not in the sense that we have any kind of authority, at least not like Jesus does, but we will sit together as, and in a court setting, who sits together? Who sits down? Royalty. And so when we sit together in the heavenly places of Christ, we are shown that we are elevated, that we are lifted up, that just as Christ was brought low and exalted high into the heavens, we too, if we remain humble and follow after him, will be exalted high into the heavens. Don't give up. Keep at it. Work hard. You will have a reward far greater than you could possibly imagine. And I'm looking forward to that day. It's a reward that is far greater than the thrill, the adrenaline, whatnot, all the endorphins that you get from running. It's a thrill it's a reward that is greater than anything of that nature, and I can't possibly imagine it. And I don't think that's just for a lack of trying or a lack of imagination, because that's a difficult thing to think of. To try to think of a world without pain, a world without anguish, a world that there are no tears, every tear is wiped away. It's an amazing thing to think about. And I look forward to that day, and I hope you are too. So, for all of you who are out there, you know, we're talking about a race, we're talking about running. One of the quotes in one of the books that I got, and I'm not going to get this exactly right, this is sort of a paraphrase, that apparently there's an idea out there in the running world that if you don't run X amount, then you're not a real runner. Well, the book that I was given, the quote in there basically says, oh, that's foolish. That's foolishness. If you run, you are, by definition, a runner. If you are a Christian, you know, some of us will, you know, get PhDs in this sort of stuff, or MDivs, or other highfalutin degrees in the Bible and in things of that nature. Others won't get past reading the Bible a little bit. But it doesn't matter how much, as long as you keep at it. As long as you keep at it, you're a Christian. Just like a runner who runs a little bit here or there, even if they do a 5K and they walk for half of it, they're a runner. Just as a Christian, if you do as much as you can, if you work and you start slowly and you find out what works for you and you do all that you can and you don't get past a certain level, you're still a Christian. You're still in the race, you see. You're still in that race. It doesn't matter if you have all the highfalutin degrees or if you can't get past the Gospel of Matthew. Now, I encourage you to study more than that, because, you know, there's quite a lot to understand. But the point is, we are given so much. And the grace of God helps us through those things. We are given so much through the grace of God. He helps us to understand these things. He helps us to do so much. And you know, some people just don't have that capability, and that's okay. You're still a runner in the race. Just as Paul was a runner, he fought the good fight. He finished the race. He kept the faith. That's what we have to do. It doesn't matter your education level. It doesn't matter what abilities you might have. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight. And finish the race. But you have to start that race first. You have to start that race. And in order to do that, you have to become a Christian. And in order to become a Christian, you got to be a runner, right? You got to start that race. You got to become a runner. And in order to do that, you have to, well, first you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of your sins, confess his name, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Isn't that, that's what we have to do in order to start that race. But you know what? That's just starting the race. We still have to run it. So we must do what we can to live faithfully to him. Sometimes we'll stumble, sometimes we'll fall, sometimes we'll get injured. But as long as we get back up and keep going, we're still in the fight. We're still in the race. And if you have started that fight, if you haven't started that fight, if you haven't started that race yet, man, I encourage you to do that. Become a Christian today. You'll see instructions on the screen on how you can do that. Or how you can contact us so that we can help you with that. At the same time, if you are, if you have started that race and yet you've stumbled, you've fallen, you might have gotten injured along the way, your faith is faltering, let us know about that too. I encourage you, please contact us so that we can help you through that. Please let us help you at this time as we sing this song.